Beneath every defensive exterior lies someone worthy of understanding and connection. The porcupine metaphor brilliantly captures the essence of difficult people in our lives, those whose sharp words and behaviors keep others at a distance. Just as real porcupines raise their quills when threatened, human porcupines deploy defensive behaviors when they feel psychologically unsafe. Their cutting remarks, hostile body language, and emotional withdrawal aren't personal attacks. They're protective mechanisms developed from past hurts, traumas, and failed relationships. What makes this framework so powerful is its compassionate perspective. Those 30,000 quills on a real porcupine aren't meant for aggression. They're survival tools. Similarly, human defensiveness stems from vulnerability, not malice. Just as porcupets are born soft and develop hardened exteriors over time, difficult people have learned these behaviors as adaptive strategies. Understanding this transforms how we approach these relationships, allowing us to see the soft creature beneath the spines. When someone's voice elevates, posture stiffens, or language turns accusatory, you're witnessing raised quills, signals they feel threatened. These defensive behaviors are contagious, often triggering our own protective instincts and creating a harmful standoff. Instead of matching their energy, step back and breathe deeply to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Box breathing, inhaling, holding, exhaling, and holding again for 4 counts each, provides a physiological reset that allows for thoughtful response rather than reaction. Focus on understanding concerns rather than engaging in fights. Phrases like, "help me understand," or "I notice you seem concerned about," create dialogue instead of debate. With difficult colleagues, pausing before responding, lowering your voice, and asking open-ended questions not only diffuses conflicts, but builds trust over time. Even the most defensive people have emotional soft spots where genuine connection is possible. With careful attention, you can discover what topics bring a smile to your porcupine's face, whether it's their children, a hobby, or certain memories. These soft spots are doorways to authentic connection. Engaging with subjects that matter to them signals that you see them as a complete person, not just their difficult behavior, which can gradually reduce their defensiveness. Developing empathy requires emotional flexibility. Consider the pressures they face, past experiences influencing their behavior, and fears driving their defensiveness. When you can genuinely say, "I understand why you might feel that way," you create a bridge for real communication. Notice their preferences and dislikes. Suggest a lunch break before difficult conversations if they're irritable when hungry, or find quieter spaces if they're overwhelmed by noise. These considerations demonstrate your attentiveness to their needs. Effective communication with defensive people requires learning to speak porcupine, a language of validation, curiosity, and non-judgment. Sharing your vulnerabilities first often breaks the ice by modeling the honesty you seek. Be specific during conflicts. Instead of "you're always critical," try "when you commented on my presentation without acknowledging what went well, I felt discouraged." Specificity gives them something concrete to consider rather than an accusation. Avoid blame-laden language that triggers defensiveness. Replace "you always" or "you never" with "I" statements that express your experience. "I feel frustrated when meetings run over because I have other commitments." Use the Socratic method, thoughtful questions rather than statements. Instead of pointing out mistakes, ask, "what did you hope would happen with that approach?" These questions invite reflection rather than resistance. When they speak, don't interrupt. Interruptions suggest your words matter more, while a talking porcupine reveals valuable information about their motivations. Monday through Friday, we spend more time with colleagues than family, making these relationships particularly impactful. Work porcupines, whether a shouting boss, chronic complainer, or pessimistic teammate, can make professional life challenging. When addressing issues with defensive colleagues, remain firm but not stubborn. If your concern is legitimate, you have both the right and responsibility to raise it. Firmness means using diplomacy to find mutual solutions rather than insisting on your way. Ask questions that cut through anxiety. If your boss overreacts to a minor problem, something bigger might be troubling them. Try, "You seem concerned about the deadline. What can I do to help us get back on schedule?" Such questions shift from accusation toward collaboration. Listen actively to transform from potential adversary to ally. By genuinely hearing colleagues' concerns, you become trustworthy, someone offering solutions rather than problems. Seek common interests through company events or lunch outings. Discovering shared interests with difficult colleagues builds trust that proves valuable during workplace conflicts. Be strong enough to admit when you're wrong. By owning your actions, you model behavior for your porcupine to follow. When there's no shame in admitting fault, there's no fear of blame, giving your difficult colleague reason to feel comfortable with you. Porcupine spouses wound our hearts more deeply than casual relationships do, but with preparation and patience, we can protect ourselves while enjoying life together. Choose conversation timing wisely. Schedule calm talks instead of discussing important matters during heated moments. Use empathic language to discover what truly bothers your partner. When they expect defensiveness, break the pattern with soothing tones to reveal the real issue. Maintain humor and play together. Family vacations, game nights, or simple outings help your porcupine forget their quills and remember your connection. When tensions rise, steer toward laughter, which demonstrates confidence rather than fear. With porcupine children, establish family values before problems occur. Set clear expectations about honesty, trustworthiness, and generosity as a foundation for future lessons. Show vulnerability instead of perfection. Parents earn respect by demonstrating they follow the same rules and face the same disappointments as their children. Share your struggles to help your porcupine child understand their defensive reactions, then guide them toward better approaches.
Everyone has an inner porcupine that emerges when challenged or criticized, especially about behaviors we're self-conscious about. When our sore spots are touched, our quills rise defensively, creating conflicts that waste energy and block change opportunities. To successfully interact with porcupines in your life, start with yourself. This requires brutal honesty about your defensive patterns. Taking stock of your weaknesses is the first step toward meaningful change. We manifest anxiety differently. Some withdraw into silence, others lash out verbally, while some turn to distractions like food or alcohol. Recognizing your defensive signals helps you address real issues rather than acting out. Ask yourself what triggers your defensiveness and why. If needed, seek objective feedback about your blind spots. This inner work transforms both yourself and your relationships. By managing your defensive reactions, you create space for others to do the same. Your self-awareness becomes a gift to everyone around you, especially the porcupines in your life. Remember that we're all porcupines sometimes. The line between difficult people and us is thinner than we might admit. This humbling realization reminds us that beneath our defenses, we share a common humanity and universal need for acceptance, understanding, and love.